Good morning. Today we are continuing with the halachas relating to the end of Yom Kippur. We're going to talk about two in particular. The first one is Netilas Yadayim, our Negel Vasar, at the end of the fast. What does that mean at the end of the fast? So, because one of the limitations that we have on Yom Kippur is to not wash, certainly not to wash in a way that will be enjoyable to us. And accordingly, we are limited even in washing the Negel Vasar, the Netilas Yadayim, when we wake up in the morning, that typically we wash all the way up, the full hand, all the way up to the wrist. And on Yom Kippur, same thing applies with Tisha B'Av. We only wash up until the knuckles, the higher knuckles, or two sets of knuckles, the higher knuckles, till we wash all the fingers, but that is it. And accordingly, we really should be washing up until the wrist, but we're going to do the minimum because of the limitations on washing on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av as well. So it comes to the end of the fast, we should be washing the entire hand. We had a similar discussion recently when it came to somebody who wakes up before Alos HaShachar, that comes Alos HaShachar, they should wash their hands again, and we're talking there about the entire hand. So similarly, somebody, not the same, but similarly, somebody who washed Yom Kippur morning, anyone who wakes up, washes Yom Kippur morning, but only up until the knuckles. So we still have incumbent upon us washing all the way up until the wrists, and that is only going to be permitted after Yom Kippur ends. So issue number one is, when is that done? Is it done before Maariv, after the Tzkiyas HaShofar, at the end of Ne'ilah? Do we immediately run out and wash our hands, or do we wait until after Maariv for that? So ideally, in an ideal world, we would run out immediately and not wait until after Maariv, but there actually may be a reason to not do it right then. So in the Halicha Shlomo, in the footnote, it's a Devar Halacha, it says as follows, Mashein notlim yadayim lifnei tefilas arvis. Why is the minhag olam that people aren't washing the negel vasar all the way up until the wrists until after Maariv? Why are we not doing it before Maariv? So it actually brings two different reasons for it. Number one is that we are being lenient and basing on the fact that we really did the basic Netilas Yadayim in the morning when we woke up. We washed all the way up until the knuckles, the upper sets of the knuckles. We washed the fingers. We didn't go all the way up into the wrist. So on a bidyavad level, not ideal, but after the fact, we can rely on that washing. And he brings another reason. Vigam hoya v'yishim akdimin lispela arvis me'od yom. Another reason is sometimes, and some shuls, they'll start Maariv when it is still day. It doesn't mean when it's still day as meaning before Shkia, but they don't wait until the full tzeis hakochavim, until it is officially night, to the time that you can actually do malacha and stay havdalah with the nair and the like. Oftentimes shuls will end, we've talked about 20 minutes, 21 minutes, a minimum of 21 minutes, based on the luach and eretz yisrael, that you can blow the shofar. So they daven Maariv right afterward, and to be very certain that it's really tzeis hakochavim nighttime, we would wait, at least in Israel, up until 35 minutes, no sooner than 35 minutes after tzeis shkiyas hachama, starting with 35 minutes after sunset. So because we're in a little bit of a no man's land there, because we've finished Ne'ilah, but it's still before the, to be certain that it's not Yom Kippur anymore, we would wait to 35 minutes. So don't do any of the Inuyim. Don't wash your hands accordingly up until the wrists, because that may be prohibited up until 35 minutes after sunset, after Shkia. So those are the two reasons why don't run out right after Maariv. The first one is simply that we're being lenient, because we really did wash in the morning up until the second set of knuckles. The second one is a real reason to not wash, because you want to wait till 35 minutes and wash accordingly. We will wait to wash after Maariv. Obviously, if the Maariv is not starting until 35 plus minutes after sunset, then go out and wash then. We don't have the second reason then to wash immediately at that point. So that is as it relates to the Netilas Yadayim after Yom Kippur. So that is indeed issue number one. Issue number two that we're talking about, there is a minhag in Eretz Yisrael. It's not only after Yom Kippur, actually, it's not on Yom Kippur. We have a minhag after Maariv every single night effectively to repeat Baruch Hu. I haven't seen this as Nusach Ashkenaz in Chutz La'aretz. Baruch Hu is at the beginning of Marav. It's not repeated after Marav. But in Israel, there's a minhag to repeat Baruch Hu again for the people who may have missed it at the beginning. So based on that concept, the Halicha Shlomo says as follows, Ein omrim Baruch Hu achar tfilas arvi shel motzei Yom Kippurim. When it comes to motzei Yom Kippur, the end of Yom Kippur, we said Ne'ilah, we start Marav, we say Baruch Hu at the beginning of Marav, we would not repeat Baruch Hu, why not? So in the footnote, he explains as follows, in the Halicha Shlomo, the Kevin Shekol HaKal, Hayuba Beisa Knesses Kol Yom, because everyone was in shul the entire day, we were here. It's not like somebody's going to miss Baruch Hu. We were here for Ne'ilah. Accordingly, everyone is going to be there to say the Baruch Hu at the beginning of Marav. There's no reason to repeat Baruch Hu at the end of Marav, because no one missed the first Baruch Hu. No repetition is necessary. So in fact, Rav Nevinsaw says it indeed could be that some people, or at least even one person, went to the bathroom. So it could be even on Yom Kippur, there is a basis to repeat Baruch Hu. But nonetheless, we see the Psak of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that we do not say Baruch Hu at the end of Maariv, even though the default minhag in Eretz Yisrael is to say Baruch Hu at other times, but not on Motzei Yom Kippur. Have a wonderful day.